This is the second in a series of programs we're doing all week long for Heritage in our area. And joining me now is Jennifer Whitten. She's the Chief Operations Officer at Heritage. Jennifer, thanks for coming back on the air.
Thanks for having me, Dennis. I love being with you and your listeners.
It's always nice to have the opportunity to speak to you. And what we're going to focus on in this first of a couple of broadcasts this week is just resident life at Heritage at the moment, with a particular focus on skilled nursing communities. It is the winter. We are in the midst of still a pandemic with lots of challenges attached to us. So take us inside for a moment, Jennifer, and talk to us about the things that Heritage is helping residents and families do.
Certainly. And thank you so much for the opportunity. I think there's been a lot of press lately and a lot of speculation lately that life in nursing homes is quite miserable during the pandemic and during the winter months. And I can't tell you how far from the truth that is at Heritage. Life certainly has changed, Dennis, for all of us, whether we're in a skilled nursing facility or assisted living facility or we're, in the comfort of our own homes. Life certainly has changed. But we have made it a priority to find ways to modify and adapt to what's happening in the world so that our residents can continue to live full, robust, engaged lives. Our activities directors are working tirelessly around the clock to come up with really creative and innovative ideas, ways that our residents can still, while practicing good social distancing and COVID precautions, are still able to participate in some of the activities that they most enjoyed pre-COVID. We're still doing a lot of the same activities that people are familiar with in our skilled facilities. We still have those robust games of bingo. We've got folks doing a lot of craft work, especially with Valentine's Day having just passed. We made some beautiful cards and Valentine crafts. With the winter here, our furry friends outside still need some love and support from us, so we've been making a lot of bird feeders and things for the animals because our residents certainly love at least looking outside and seeing what's happening in life on the other side of the window. We also, at Christmas time, had some very generous donations of animatronic animals. So one of the conditions of COVID, or the conditions that COVID has placed on our communities, is that we've not been able, based on CDC guidance, to allow our furry friends to come in and visit. We've had quite a few therapy animals that would come in and have built relationships with our residents, and unfortunately, we've not been able to do that. So through a few generous donors, we now have animatronic furry friends at all of our communities. And so these animals are so lifelike, but they don't require any outside potty breaks or food breaks, which is wonderful. And our residents have really enjoyed loving on them. So, that's one of the ways that technology and modification is working to continue to make life good in the Heritage community.
And at this time, one of the great challenges that remains, and one of the reasons why you're intensifying all of this, is that the regular interaction with family and friends from outside is limited, or at least has to be limited in some instances because of issues related to COVID-19. That's still the case, isn't it?
It is. And, we continue to follow the New York State guidelines and mandates regarding visitation. It has really been a challenge for our residents and for their families. And we understand that, and we feel their pain because it is painful to be apart from your loved one. We are loving on our residents, and I want to assure all of the family members of our residents that we are loving on them every day as if they are our own family members. But we understand what that distance between them is like and how difficult it is for them. So where we are permitted, we do offer window visitation. When permitted, we do offer in-person visitation in our assisted living and skilled nursing facilities. But when we're not able to, again, we utilize technology to keep people connected. We have iPads in all of our locations that our residents are able to use for Zoom, FaceTime videos with their families and loved ones. And we're continuing to look for more ways to bring that technology into use for those connections. As a matter of fact, over the holidays, we had quite a few family members and public members who sent videos of singing or playing instruments or you know, wishing good holiday cheer and wishes to our residents that we were able to broadcast throughout some of our communities. And we're going to continue to build upon that. You know, we'd like to have more interaction. We'd like to have more videos coming in from the general public and families that we can share with the community at large. There are ways to stay connected. I know it doesn't take the place of those in-person hugs and kisses, but we are doing our very best to at least keep people face-to-face, even if there's a screen between them.
All right, Jennifer, we need to conclude right there for the moment. You will be back with me again later in the week, and we can pick up some of these topics then. But you've been listening over the last 2 minutes to Jennifer Whitten, the Chief Operations Officer for Heritage. And Jennifer, I look forward to talking to you again a little later.
Thanks so much, Dennis.